it fast enough as the rainwater was coming in.
So what happens when, I don't understand the setup, well, what happens then?
They all came on at the same time. So you had 10 lift stations pumping flow to the treatment plant. So it come in, you know, in a giant wave, took out the flow meter. I mean, it stayed contained, but biologically it just forced its way through the plant. So it took out, it run one pump nearly 24 hours and took it out. The flow meter, which is required by the DNR, the flow reading every day, it took it out. And one of the lift station pumps lost a seal and took it out. So we should have a backup pump in every lift station.
And how much are you guys asking for?
25,000 to 30,000 right now is what we're seeing. And we're just trying, it's just coming piecemeal.
Piecemeal. That's a Band-Aid then, or is that a fix?
No, it's just coming one at a time. We can't know when the pump's going to go out. Some of these pumps were older. Some of them were newer, but ran an inordinate amount of time, and it weakens. We were able to pull some of the pumps, and the city of Forsyth helps the village of Taneyville at no cost with their sewer truck and their employees to help them pull the pump because they have no way to do it. So we pulled the pump, and we sent it to Springfield to have it fixed because there's two pumps at the treatment plant. They're return pumps, and they are the heartbeat of the plant. If they go down, then the plant's down, and that's not good. So we've got one sent off already. We don't know what it's going to cost to rebuild or to replace if it can be rebuilt.
So then the city of Forsyth and the village of Taneyville have a cooperative agreement to where they can...
Yeah, it was a neighboring municipality, and we just use our truck to help them out, but it's kind of been that way for years. But it's getting to the point where, you know, they're gonna need some help.
How much do we have in the emergency fund?
We budgeted $100,000.
Have we used any of it this year?
Yes. I haven't used any of it, no. Sorry. No. That was for this year.
We budgeted $100,000 for the village of Taneyville.
No, yeah, for emergency.
Well, for emergency funds in general. Taneyville didn't have any project information packets submitted for this year, requesting any funds for any projects.
They just finished up the generator.
Yeah.
Project was nearly $1 million.
Yeah, about 700 some thousand, yes.
Has there been any damage done to the citizens over the power outage, over the of the mountain?
Yes, I believe Miss Beeler's here to talk about that. The sewer did not come out of the lift station, but the sewer backed up into her house.
Into her home?
The whole trailer park. It came from the whole trailer park right up into my bathrooms.
And I don't know if that's a design flaw, but the sewer never came out of the sewer lift station. But she's the lowest point on that line, and it backed up into her house. I got a call from Mike, I believe 6:30 that morning.
Yeah.
Is when the first we knew about it, because the power was down, the alarms weren't going off on the lift station.
And Mike was told that it was an act of God.
Well, 7 inches of rain, I believe, would be an act of God. Seven inches of rain.
I don't accept that.
Ken.
It wasn't a pump error.
May I ask?
We're agendized to talk about a request for emergency funds for sewer. But what were you wanting?
I was wondering if, because I'm wondering what would happen if the county sewer went down. I mean, if the power went out on the county sewer.
I believe all of ours have backup generators.
This one used to have.
I apologize. I don't know a lot about the village of Taneyville as far as, I mean, is there an acting government there or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The chairman's here.
Okay. I could be wrong on this. I believe that the issue would be, it probably needs to be discussed with them.
Oh, I do.
Okay. I believe that. But again, what we're here about specifically is sewer funds to be used to emergency funds to be used. So am I wrong in that?
That's correct.
That's correct.
That being said, I don't have a problem with And we had $100,000 budget. We haven't spent any of it this year. You said that Village of Taneyville just did a generator?
No, a filter system. No,
filter system.
The DNR changed their permits and lowered their permit value.
So we had to go in there. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Okay. So what will it take to properly fix the sewer system at the Village of Taneyville?
At this time, it's an estimate of $25,000
to $30,000. How many lift stations
are there? There's 10.
And so, and only one has a generator?
No, there's one has a generator, the plant has a generator, and there's a mobile generator at the largest one.
When you say a mobile generator, is it one of those that I'm thinking that you can pick up?
It's trailer mount.
Yeah. So it is a larger, mm-hmm. It's not a $1,000 generator.
No, it's a real deal. Yeah.
Would it be fixed then to prevent it happening again?
We're trying to get generator people down here to service the generators, get them back going, and with part of this money. The problem that Taneyville has is they don't have a very big operating budget. So Greenway, we do the best we can to manage the system with very limited funds. And that's the reason City of Forsyth stepped in. We help them, like I said, at no cost. To do that.
Yeah, one of the concerns is that the village went through an exercise to look at the rates like 3 years ago.
Right.
And they were supposed to generate an additional $800 a month that was going to be set aside in a repair and replacement account. And it started down that road, but then somehow it got off the road. And so there should be monies set aside for these type of things, but there's not. And so that's kind of a...
I don't think
it's sustainable.
Did they do a rate study? Or they started towards a rate study?
They'd done the rate study, and they did increase the rates.
They did increase the rates,
but apparently it's just not enough to keep up with the ongoing cost of the system. So I spoke with them Thursday that are they prepared to do another rate study, or did they want to stay in the sewer business? Their finances right now don't look sustainable to me unless there's a significant rate increase, but I don't know how much unless they can go through that exercise again.
What's the rate now, do you know?
36.05.
The county rate's 37.50.
Yes.
And we raised it this month 3% to 36.05. That was $1.06.
So it's almost to the county level. I mean, it's not like some places where it's $12 or $14.
Right, no, it's significant, you know, based on their economy of scale, it is what it is. It's still probably not enough to have a repair and replacement account that should be in place to handle these things as Chris is bringing to us today. So that was the discussion that I suggested that they may want to talk to Brad about future. They may want to talk to somebody about their rates. I don't know where those rates would have to go, but this is kind of, to me, it's like kind of like an infusion of funds to kind of get them back on an even keel. But I don't know if it will sustain that way or if they will fall back into another situation where it's an emergency again.
If they wanted, and I'm not qualified to speak to what I'm about to say, but if they wanted, could you guys help them do the rate study to see what it would take if they wanted to keep the sewer rather than the county do it? The county is $37.50, the customer charge. Can you do an evaluation of what it would take for them to be able to have the funds to keep the sewer, the cost per the customer?
Brad would want to help me with it.
How many people are on there now?
How many customers do y'all have now?
246.
Mm-hmm.
And what is a... Yes, ma'am.
Would this not be a proper time to seriously consider letting the county take over the sewer system?
Well, again, we are agendized for requests for emergency funds. So we have to stay within the realm of
cost-effective it would be.
I understand that. And I think that's kind of where the discussion is going, but it probably needs to be put off for another time if that's where we're going to go. And I'd say Brad needs to be involved in that discussion with whoever's in charge of you guys, and probably. Mm-hmm. So.
So, and we are agendized for the emergency funds, so in determining if we give the emergency funds.
Right. No, I don't want to say we can't talk about it. Excuse me. I'm just saying it might be, we can't make a decision today on that. Let me give you.
I understand.
But,
so if everybody's paying that, that'd be $9,102 a month that everybody's paying the bill.
Is that, that's the other way, is everybody paying? What's the percentage of paying, of not paying? Are not? Okay, so we're still. And then, even if you increased it $10, that's 2,000. I mean, it would be better, probably more than likely, to start conversation with Mr. Albritton and that board on having the county take over those services. Is that a fair statement?
And who makes that decision?
I believe they would have to want to relinquish the service, and then the county would have to be willing to take it over. I mean, it'd be a twofold.
I guess the question, how's the board feel about that?
They need to come up to the mic if they could.
You want to come up, sir?
Their names. That's for the clerk's office for the minutes.
My name's Gary Baker. I'm the chair.
Hi, Gary.
Of the Taneyville Board. We've managed to keep things going for quite a few years at trying not to give and put the expense onto our people who live there. We had to upraise, like I said, a 3%, which I think should have been done when we first had the plant rebuilt for the add-ons to help take care of this, but nobody did. I've all just become the chair this year, so we would like to keep it, and we would like to see if we could get it to work. As I said, we need an assessment now to see on how much it actually costs to function at the rates that we're paying for electricity and the parts and what, because things do change. A cost of living has come up in the last 3 years quite a bit, especially the electricity now to run the plant. Our first January, our electric bill for the plant itself was, for the first month, over $2,000. Nobody anticipated this jump in just the electric bill alone. So we